With ICE patrolling the streets of Chicago and violently detaining people, it is a scary time to live in America without full citizenship status. On campus, international students feel the weight of this threat.
Maybe we're too young, but I feel like ever since I was 1 year old, the United States has always stood for the complete opposite of what's happening today.
Student A, an international student from the Middle East, chose to remain anonymous due to concerns about her student visa being revoked. Her voice has been modulated as an added form of anonymity.
No, it's just funny how the United States is becoming what it says that it's trying to defy in regions like the Middle East.
In March, Columbia student Muhammad Khalil was detained by U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement for his involvement in pro-Palestinian protests. A few weeks later, Tufts student Rumaysa Uzturk had her student visa revoked due to an op-ed she co-authored that criticized Tufts' response to the war in Gaza. Events like these leave many international students afraid to speak out about politics. Student B, another international student from the Middle East who requested his voice be modulated, expressed this fear.
I mean, obviously it was shocking at first. To see the extent that they can go to, and to know that this could not be the extent and that they could even go further, and we just don't know. It was crazy and scary, and like, I never imagined that this would be the case.
As a result, Evanston immigration attorney Alan Toksh advises his clients to remain cautious when expressing political opinions.
I would characterize the current geopolitics as one that is creating a lot of uncertainty, a lot of anxiety, and F1 visa holders, they are walking on thin ice. And so if they are deemed to be associated with a terrorist organization or an organization that has some national security concerns, the State Department, as we've seen, can go ahead and attempt to revoke their visa. Everything that they have done along their career, everything that they have studied for, achieved, goes out the window simply because of that designation. So for that reason, when I tell clients to please be careful, those are not hollow words. They are based on what I see and what is happening on the ground every day across the United States.
Many international students follow this guidance. Here's student B and student A again.
Like, I've been feeling comfortable speaking about some stuff, but not everything, obviously. And I feel like as time goes on, like the circle of topics of what I'm willing to, like, that I'm willing to discuss is just getting smaller and shrinking.
Yeah, for me, it's the furthest the issue is from the United States attention, the more likely I am to talk about it. So I would talk about politics from home on my socials or anything like that. But before the deportations, maybe I would have talked about ICE. But the second they started, I was silent completely about an issue that most probably concerned me at first.
Professor Heather Hendershot is teaching a class on free speech this quarter. She says that some First Amendment rights are still intact.
All of us can technically still go out in the street with a bullhorn and say the things that we want to say.
But individuals must consider the risk of exercising those rights. According to Professor Hendershot, these are uncertain times.
How can students, graduate students from other countries who don't have citizenship status, be detained? And legally, they can't be. Kidnapping those people in the street for, say, signing an editorial or saying something at a rally is not legal. So, you know, asking how can that happen? It happened because because might makes right is the thinking. It's not happening within the confines of what the law allows.
International students are left fearing the consequences of this might makes right position, including student A and student B.
It's become an inside joke. That's definitely a very present fear in the international community, that we can't say anything that's actually challenging to the current propaganda of the extreme rightists.
Yeah, but at the same time, I feel like not really, because with a lot of international students, like, this genuinely does not affect them in any way, shape, or form, and they're able to just, like, go about their like lives normally, but then depending on where you're from, what's happening can really affect you. Like, it's not about your status as an international student as much as it's about that in relation to where you come from. Like, if you don't care and if you choose to ignore it, it won't affect you. But then if you're from other parts of the world, you can't really ignore it because it's affecting you directly on a daily basis, you know?
If you do end up detained, Taksh says,
Not all is lost. In other words, there are ways within which you can still fight what you believe to be an unjust determination. And so keep calm, do your due diligence, go to get qualified guidance, and I will also say this, make sure that you get a second or a third opinion.
Regarding the future of free speech in the US, Professor Hendershot says,
It's hard to rebuild things when you break them. And that the level of things being broken is so broad right now.
But she believes there are ways to push back against the current administration, regardless of a student's citizenship status.
It's a good time for activism and speaking out, which I realize not everyone is comfortable doing for various complicated and good reasons. But if you can't speak up, you can read books, you can read journalism, you can learn and keep informed, about what's going on, and simply not give up hope.
For WNUR News, Sahana Uni.